Non-commercials celebrate life both low and high this week. The low begins tonight with Tallgrass's third Thursday feature, Green Porno, Isabella Rossellini's Sundance Channel movie on the mating rituals, a polite term for the sex lives of animals, which will console you with the awareness that we humans are not the only ones who have made a complicated mess of the basically simple matter of sex. Green Porno shows at 7 tonight at the Fish House. That's F-I-S-C-H, Fish House, 524 South Commerce, downtown. And Higher Life will be revealed by the Murdoch Theater tomorrow with Wings of Desire, Wim Wenders' 1987 German super hit with Bruno Ganz as an angel who may want to be human and Peter Falk as himself, a human who needs angelic help. Wings of Desire plays at 7:30 Friday in the Murdoch Theater, 536 North Broadway. Or just for fun, you could go see Tina Fey and Steve Carell in Date Night. Date Night is one of those silly comedies that just want to make you relax and laugh, and it does it without a lot of adolescent vulgarity about bodily functions, or bad language, or satire about much of anything, and with a car chase that looks pretty much unlike any other car chase I've ever seen, and it is really funny on top of all the bang crash. Fay and Carell are a married couple who aren't unhappy so much as just stuck in a rut. Their only real problem to me seems to be a pair of those Hollywood toddlers who are supposed to be cute, but who I was happy to find leaving the screen after a few minutes. Since Carell is a sympathetic husband, he decides to relieve their monotony with a night out at the currently hot restaurant without making a reservation. And thereby hangs a tale, because not only do they steal the reservation of a couple who don't show up, but they choose the very wrong couple to steal from. What follows is one of those old-style farces where the cops chase the crooks and the big crooks chase the little crooks, and nobody really knows who anybody is, so they wind up chasing each other, with narrow escape following close call, all kinds of property damage, but no permanent harm done, except to the ones who finally turn out to deserve it. Just barely on the sidelines are Mark Ruffalo and Kirsten Wiig. Very much involved are James Franco and Mila Kunis. At the bottom of it all are Ray Liotta and William Fichtner. And bewilderedly harassed are shirtless Mark Wahlberg and his sex bomb girlfriend. Jimmy Simpson and somebody named Common are a couple of bad guys who, like so many others in the cast, are not quite what you think they are. None of these are mere caricatures, and some are downright frightening. But Faye and Carell are, almost alternatively, matches for any occasion. Really smart at sometimes, and seriously frightened at none. Ingeniously tracking down clues and adopting disguises, and never losing intelligence or charm. They could be a really welcome new series couple, and I hope we see as many of them as we do Spider-Man. Jim Erickson, over and out.